This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tonight, boy, the world spins in a lot of interesting directions. While some are going for Olympic gold, our president is still going for the wall, although the government did not close down just for a handful of hours on Friday. That was it. In the wee hours, there still is a tug of war over money and where it's going, and that includes the wall, the wall, the wall. What a crazy week it was last week. Nancy Pelosi on her feet forever and a day, not taking a break, doing the filibuster thing. And, of course, ultimately, does it mean that anything is going to change as far as DACA and the Dreamers are concerned? It's still about money, 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 and where that all ends up. And it's the push for the wall that continues, and for the funding for that wall. Will it really become a reality? The conversation has been around now for almost 2 years, and even before that, there were plenty of conversations about building a wall and what do you do and how do you stop illegal immigration. In fact, I saw a crazy thing over the weekend where there's actually an app that shows people who are illegally coming into the country places to avoid the customs agents. Avoid ICE. Here's where you don't want to go. Watch out for the Border Patrol here. So how crazy is that? You can actually get an app that can tell you where you need to avoid, almost like a video game. And then the big story is the surveillance footage capturing the moments the Russian jet crashed into flames. 71 people are dead. And, of course, there's a massive investigation into this, but no true answers yet. At this point, it was really, I have to say, creepy watching this plane go down. Everybody killed. And it was a flight that had just really taken off only moments before and then plunged to the ground. There was no cries for help. They did recover the black box. Witnesses say they saw a burning plane falling from the sky. A woman who lived near the crash site said, "Can you imagine this? I felt a shock wave. The windows shook." Another witness said she left the house, saw the plane, an explosion was heard, and the sky just simply turned red. Awful, of course, because you've got chunks of human remains, wreckage, strewn across a field outside Moscow. And, as I mentioned, the black box flight recorder from the airline was found. Is there anything of value that's going to be on there? Who knows at this point? I have to say it was very strange to watch that plane go down and very, very sad. Gold medals, that's not sad. That's impressive. Red Gerard won America's first gold of Pyeongchang, of the Pyeongchang Olympics. It was a blustery, crazy, wild, windy morning. Not great conditions for this kind of stuff in the men's slopestyle event, but he was able to do it. What a personality this kid has. And he was draped in an American flag, 17 years old, from Colorado. Became the youngest U.S. snowboarder ever to win an Olympic medal. Even he was stunned. His reaction when the score came up, his jaw dropped. He kept saying, "This isn't real." He said he would have been happy just to land a run, but to land a run and win, it's absolutely crazy. And why? Because people were concerned about the win, the win, the win, and how you have to adjust for that. But this 5'5", 115-pound American has been snowboarding since the age of 2. People had a feeling, and that feeling was right. How about that? He was so excited to win that he just screamed out in euphoria. And his family was right there to watch it happen. very, very cool, if you ask me, mixed in between all the other nonsense that that we're talking about. Which, of course, is the fact that you've got this plane that goes down in Russia, the tug of war, politically speaking, that continues to beat slowly in the background over a wall, over infrastructure. I mean, here's what I'd say. We have been having this infrastructure conversation forever. And as somebody who in New York and in Texas has been the victim of many a pothole and many a rickety bridge, let's say, the White House is going to unveil a plan to increase infrastructure spending by $1.5 trillion that relies very heavily, they say, on state and local governments. So how will that go over? Like a lead balloon, or will it be something that will be welcome? Just $200 billion of the proposed spending would be in federal dollars, which would come from reductions in other areas of the budget. But state, local governments, and other project sponsors could use grants, which administration officials view as incentives, for no more than 20% of the cost. Think of the construction projects. Federal dollars can make up as much as 80% of some of the highway projects. So it's about leveraging that money. And really, roads and highways, are they crumbling around you, or is it just me? The president, in remarks last week to Republican lawmakers at a West Virginia retreat, emphasized efforts to streamline the horrible approval process, meaning red tape, roadways that take 12, 13, 14 years to get approved. I agree. There's got to be a faster way to get this stuff done. Because when it's all clogged up like that, it backs up everybody, everybody. More federal dollars is what they'll say. Closing tax loopholes, another reason why there are some of these problems. And the projects don't get on the board, they just get pushed back again and again and again. And that's a huge, huge problem. Harvey Weinstein is in trouble even more, I suppose, if you can say that and if you can believe it. And why is the reason for that? The New York Attorney General has filed a new civil lawsuit, or several civil lawsuits, against Harvey Weinstein, his brother, and their company. And that company was just about to be sold, so they spoiled the party there by deciding to go after it. Deciding not to leave it alone, taking the complaints and pushing forward. I say it's smart. But what's happened in some of these police departments has been pretty rough to take, both for the people who decide to stay on the job and those that leave, if that makes any sense whatsoever. And mixed in between that conversation is the conversation about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. I honestly had somebody say to me when I was in line, it was a man, what do you know about this Markle chick and the prince? Well, I know they're getting married on May 19th, and a lot of people are going to be watching. It's going to be in a chapel at Windsor Castle in Kensington Palace. Oh, to live that life, huh? Stay with us. We're going to the mailbag next here on ATN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame.
Coming up, we're going to roll to the mailbag, but first let's whip out to Izzy here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hi. You screener's too cute.
He's fabulous, Mackenzie, yes.
Oh, he said you are calling for America Tonight. I had to laugh because I heard the gentleman earlier, and I was like, yeah, they were talking about the...
another show.
Yeah, the ones that annoy me to no end.
I don't even know who it is, so it's, I guess, annoying to me.
No, it's Space Talk Live. So annoying. Anyway, okay, I really enjoyed the gentleman you had on about ranching.
Yes, Charlie McCarty.
Because I got to tell you, when I hear the Forbes music, I shut my radio off. It's so boring.
I'm sorry, that's Kate. Terrible.
I'm sorry, but it is so boring to me. Anyway, I did enjoy him, and boy, it brought back Fox to my grandfather, who was a rancher before all the government intrusion. We're talking way back, like 1880s. I mean, 1890s and early 1900s. He owned about 3,000 acres in Idaho, part of the Ore-Ida track, actually. And anyway, I really enjoyed him, but two things. So don't let me go. Did you hear about the coin toss of who carried the flag?
The coin toss of who carried the flag.
At the opening, I'm sorry, at the opening ceremonies of the...
Yes.
I was so pissed.
Yeah, the speed skater was upset, yeah.
Well, too bad how sad. And then turns around like a spoiled brat and calls it dishonorable, please.
Yeah, I agree with you.
There's somebody that's got to spoil something.
I know, for the woman who carried it, yes.
Yeah, okay, now I have a question. You have a dog food you advertise. Can I get that name? Because I always seem to miss it, and I want to tell my friend about it. Because he has a spoiled rotten shepherd that he adores. He's looking for food. And I said, well, I know one, but I don't know it.
Okay, so he goes kateskibble.com, and it takes you right to it, to Life's Abundance, which they make this incredible food.
Okay, yes. I got the katekibbles.com, and I thought I looked it up right once before, and I couldn't find it.
It's if you go to, it's because you don't have the plural, it's kateskibble.com. So I'm checking it right now, and it should be there.
Okay. I will tell him. I will tell him. And, boy, you picked a heck of a week to travel, although the snow has passed.
I know.
Okay.
It's just one day. It's just one day.
Yeah, but you're going into over a foot of snow, and let me tell you.
Oh.
Yeah, they got lambasted. I called my daughter, and I said, is it safe for her to travel? His mom, she's flying, not walking. We're like, okay. But yeah, they really got lambasted. I thought, oh God, they closed the airport.
I know. It was brutal.
But then they say it's okay for tomorrow and you're good to go Tuesday. But I'm going to say an extra special for you anyway.
Yay. Thank you, Izzy.
You're welcome. Have a great trip.
You're the best. KateKibble.com. Remember that. I just checked it again. It's there. It's the best food, I'm telling you, for everybody. Because I've had a lot of people besides Izzy ask me about that. And so I want to make sure everybody knows. Why did I do this? Because I love my dog, just like Izzy's crazy friend, right? Mahalo is the best. He is like a golden bear. In fact, you'll see his picture as soon as you go to the site. But they cook it in small batches, as he says on the spot. No corn, wheat, all the artificial flavors, and Mahalo just loves it. He inhales it. It makes me feel so good. All right, on that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah. We have mail. This one is from Mel, who says, Kate, Nancy Pelosi, I'm sorry. I don't really feel like attacking the woman. I'm not a big fan. I don't really feel much of anything toward Nancy Pelosi. But I don't know, that whole filibuster thing, I mean, in a way, good for her if she sets a record. But did she really think that was going to do anything that was going to help her cause, that was going to do anything for the Dreamers who are still in trouble, although the president says he's trying to work and figure that out. So I think the ones that are in the country will get somehow a stay, if you will, because it's so awkward and ridiculous. But moving forward, who knows what that all lays out to look like. Well, yeah, exactly. What does it lay out to look like? Who knows? I mean, it's about money. It's about time. It's about ridiculous immigration policies that blew up in our face that really weren't enforced. So it led to the situation that we're in. Can't go backwards in time. You have to move forward. So whining about what happened in the past doesn't really do much. It's boomeranging forward, and what can we do about it? And you have this situation where now it's gotten even tighter for people who are legally trying to immigrate here and have spent a fortune on lawyers, like our pal Jack Alexander, who wanted like crazy to live in the United States. And of course, every time he turns around, he's throwing money at some sort of lawyer, and then it doesn't work out. It's a complete bust, and so much of that is because of some of these new policies or how twisted some of the thinking is, I guess. Let's put it that way. I mean, the vetting process, I suppose, is upside down, and I think that's what part of it is. And then what we have is the situation we have where we're talking about walls and trying to figure all that out. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Frank, who says, Kate, I've emailed you a couple times. I really like the show. I listen to it whenever I can. I just think you have such a great personality, and sometimes, you know, it's a night where I can tell you are on fire, and other nights I can tell, and I appreciate this, where you are playing through the pain, girlfriend, fighting that cold that the rest of us have. What's your take on Harvey Weinstein? Do you think he's going to do any jail time? Wow. So, well, if New York can do anything about it, they will. The attorney general filed a suit against the company, against Harvey Weinstein and Robert Weinstein, for egregious violations of New York's civil rights, human rights, and business laws. So there's all these accusations, mistreatment, employees, harassment, intimidation. Where it goes is anyone's business. It's going to be... This is going to be a money thing, a restitution and damages thing for the victims, and fines for the states. And I think they'll end up just crushing the Weinsteins financially. I mean, just really hammer them because of so much that's out there where there looks like there's provability. And when you have provability, like, you know, the assistants had copies of a document called the Bible, which had information about his likes and dislikes, a list of people to arrange personals or activities, and weren't always these people that, in other words, he wasn't paying for sex. He was going after people. Just the craziness. It would take me five shows to go through all the crazy that I heard about and all the crazy that's definitely been pushed out there for sure. Harvey Weinstein told several employees, I'll kill you. I'll kill your family. You don't know what I can do. So you can imagine that. There's a lot of nutty things connected to him, and he's done. I just don't see a comeback with that. And especially when you're at the highest heights, and then this is what you do with your power. And, of course, he opened that Pandora's box. That's just insane what's happened after that. Let's move to another one. This one is from Anne, who says, Kate, are those people safe from that Grand Canyon helicopter disaster? Yes. Supposedly, it was a tour flight. It crashed in the canyon, killed three people, injured four others. So I'm assuming you mean the four others. They're getting treated, and I didn't hear anything about anybody, those four, being critical. You know, thousands of helicopters fly over the canyon every year trying to get that business, and it was just investigators trying to determine the cause of the crash. That it's very rare that this happens in this particular area where it crashed, let's put it that way. So the investigation is on. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the other side.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back to the show, a guy who I got to tell you, I'm actually so fascinated by him. I'm ripping through all of his books. Every time I get on a plane, I have David, at least in the last 4 or 5 months, I've had David Random in my hand. So I've had one of his books, and this book is phenomenal. It's called Connected, A Case of Unique Proximity. And if you didn't hear David talk about it last time around, this is a book you need to have. So lean in, pay attention to this. It is so fascinating to me, and I'm going to let him set the premise up. But let's just say there's been a murder. An eyewitness has stepped forward into the light, and the killer has confessed. So you say, where's all the intrigue? But there's tons of it in this book. Hey, David, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Kate. Nice to be with you again.
So let's talk about the book and set it up for everybody. You heard what I said. What is the unique twist that will really, I think, pull people in that perhaps haven't read your book?
The unique part of this, it's a crime novel, but it's not a crime mystery. And that's always one of the first things I tell people, because there's no mystery, because right in the very first chapter, as you said, an eyewitness has come forward and the murderer has confessed. So they know who did it. The intrigue, the setting for the entire crime novel, is the fact that the killer and the eyewitness happen to be conjoined twins. They are literally joined at the hip since birth. So for the legal system and the police, they can't even lock the murderer up without locking up his innocent brother, who is not an accomplice because, as a witness, he tried actually to stop the stabbing, unsuccessfully, of course. So he's not an accomplice. So the book is not a whodunit because we know whodunit. The book is really a legal and law enforcement tug-of-war kind of.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about this when you say that with the legal system and what would they do when you've got conjoined twins, and it is very intriguing. And it, you and I talked about this before, but I think sharing it is significant. How does your brain come up with this? What was it that drew you to this? It was something you saw, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, it was years ago, probably, gosh, 20 years ago, maybe, I read a book, a biography, about Chang and Eng, who took the last name Bunker after they moved to the United States. But they were born in the 1800s in Thailand, which was then known as Siam, hence the term Siamese twins, which is now fallen out of favor. But that's how the term Siamese twins happened upon us, because they were the first really famous ones. They were in the employ of P.T. Barnum, where, yeah, they became famous, but they were very exploited. And they moved to the United States, and they each had pretty separate lives, even though they were totally conjoined at the abdomen. And they each had separate farms down in North Carolina, where they would spend a couple days at one farm, and then the two of them would go to the other one's farm and, you know, be there for a few days. They were also each married. They married sisters, not twins, but they married sisters. And the thing that really got me was that between them, they had 21 children. And there are still, in fact, down in North Carolina, hundreds of Bunker descendants. So that's really what got me. And I thought, gosh, there's got to be part of your mind when you're a conjoined twin, there's got to be part of your mind that is capable of shutting out everything around you, even within a few inches of you, or you're probably going insane. And I thought, wow, I mean, one of them could commit a murder and the other wouldn't even know it till it was all over. And that's when the light bulb sort of went off in my head. So it's not just that I have a sick mind. It's
Oh, I love that. I love the way you put that. We're speaking with David Random. The crime novel is called Connected, A Case of Unique Proximity. So when you dive into this, and as anybody who writes knows, but for people who perhaps don't know, you know, people always say, oh, I have a book in me, I have a book in me. But when you actually go to do the writing, it takes a little bit of discipline. And you're kind of schooled in this because you've done a bunch of other books, but they're not similar to this one. So when you tackle,
they're not at all.
Yeah. When you tackle a novel, that's different than your own story, and it's different than talking about a world you know, advertising, something that you've done in your lifetime. So when you sit down to write a novel and you have to come up with all the gritty details and something that would keep us on the edge of our seats, how do you do that? What was that like for you, that process?
Well, I've always enjoyed writing, and it doesn't matter what genre it's in. My first two books are collections of humorous short stories, for example. So it's not that I've always been intrigued by crime. It's just that this one concept really got to me, and I just couldn't let go of it. And that, you know, that you always hear, well, write what you know about. I'm not a doctor and I'm not a lawyer, but I wanted this to be right. So I did actually 4.5 to 5 years of legal and medical research. I had a lawyer who worked with me, and I would send him, you know, partial manuscripts. I would ask him questions every few weeks. You know, if this happens in a court in Massachusetts, who's allowed to question someone in a habeas corpus hearing? And because I don't want some lawyer to read this and say, well, that could never happen in a court in Massachusetts. You know, that's crazy. Likewise, I don't want some doctor reading it and say, well, he doesn't know the first thing about, you know, what conjoined twins really are, how they're connected and what they're capable of. I know so much about conjoined twins.
No kidding. Wow. I just am going back to 4 to 5 years of research with a lawyer and a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now,
I didn't have a doctor consultant. I had a lawyer consultant, a legal consultant. All my medical research was done mostly on the internet. Thank God for the internet nowadays. Boy.
Yeah. Wow, that's incredible, though. So you really wanted, as you said, you really wanted to get this right. You weren't.
Oh, it has to be right. Yeah.
Yeah. You weren't throwing darts at a board. Wow, that is fascinating. There's a lesson in that. Now, I wonder why it took me 2 days to read the book. Well, I mean, so there you go. So well written. Did you ever think, you know, if you look at your background, and you have such a fascinating background, art director, creative director, all of that. Last time you and I talked, you put that picture in our minds about Mad Men and the ad agency and what that was
like,
writing TV.
No exaggeration.
Yeah, and it's that in itself is fascinating. The ads that were ultimately in, you know, huge publications like Time, etc., Newsweek and all of that.
Right, right. Life magazine. Remember Life magazine?
Yes, I love Life.
I had ads in Life magazine. Not to date myself, Kate, but
right. But how cool is that? I don't know. Did you, you know, our lives go in different tracks. And I always say life is an adventure to be lived. And it's about the journey. So you had quite a journey. Did you think that you would end up doing what you're doing as far as the material you've put out there, like this crime novel?
Not really. I always liked to write ever since I was in elementary school. I started like a little 1 cent neighborhood newspaper that got passed around. You could read it for a penny. And, you know, I'd write little stories about people in the neighborhood and stuff. But I never really thought I might actually write a book, although I wanted to write for Mad Magazine. When I was 13, I sent them submissions. And I got a nice letter back from the editor of Mad Magazine on their Alfred E. Newman stationery, which I still have. In fact, that's in one of my books.
Yep.
But I always knew that I enjoyed writing. It never occurred to me that I might write a crime novel. But, you know, the idea was there, and I like to write regardless of the genre. So one thing led to another.
And then
but I think
you
you're right. I have done, I've done so many things in my life. You know, I wouldn't want to be doing the same thing over and over. And even when I was in advertising for decades at Boston and New York-based ad agencies, I was doing other things then. I was writing then. I still have my studio here where I make steampunk rocket ships out of antiques. So.
And how neat is that? And tell us briefly about rocket ship, because that's turned into something even bigger than just making this in your studio.
Oh, yeah. The rocket ships I make, for those who don't know what steampunk is, it's kind of defined as a view of the future from Victorian times. So like Jules Verne, when the writers and artists back then thought about space travel, it was nothing like what you actually see today. It had a lot of gears and, you know, fancy flourishing kind of parts on it that in many cases defied aerodynamics. But so steampunk is kind of a fanciful fantasy. My rocket ships that I make are all made from antique and vintage parts I get at flea markets and antique shops. And I put them together. It can take quite a while to put each one together because you can't just, you know, you're waiting for the right final part and you can't just run down to the hardware store and buy something. You have to wait for the exact right piece to show up at an antique shop, for example. So I've been doing that for probably 20 years. People can actually see my rocket ships at davidrandom.com. And it's been fun, and that's one of the things that I spend quite a bit of time on, that and writing and photography. I do a lot of stuff.
Oh, fascinating. We've got to get down to that studio. All right, I want to tell everybody, Pick Up Connected, A Case of Unique Proximity, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, wherever good books are sold. David, always a pleasure.
You can also go, Kate, you can also go to davidrandombooks.com.
Excellent.
And not only can you buy the book there, but you can also watch the video trailer that was done down in Atlanta. It was done for my book, so you can actually get a feel. It's only 1 minute long, you know, it's just a little video trailer for the premise of my book. And you can order the book right there, davidrandombooks.com.
Excellent. I love it. David, thank you so much for stopping by.
You're so welcome, Kate. Pleasure to talk to you again.
NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For why you don't have the job that you really want, you could pursue your passion. Alan Ageman joins us now. He knows all about this because he's managing partner of a nationwide staffing firm. So he's been in the field for 3+ decades. And boy, I bet we could learn a lot from Alan. Alan, thanks so much for jumping on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So here's the ultimate question. Everybody talks about this. I mean, I think it was stamped on my forehead. I can remember saying this to people when they would get upset at their job, but they were doing well and they had to feed their family and their economic engine. I would say, make sure it's the right time to look for a job. So when is the best time to look for a job?
The standard answer is while you're working. You know, you always want to look for an opportunity while you're working. You can kind of, you know, basically set back, assess the market, target a couple of companies that you like to work for, go through the process slowly, because it is a job, looking for your job, looking for that right job. But when you're working, it's ultimately the best time to do it.
All right, so the best time is when you're employed, but what about when you're stressed and there's a downsizing, something happens, the company closes, and you just have no closes and you have no choice and you're in the middle of that situation? I know because somebody sent this to me and I thought this was brilliant. You recommend that people read a couple of different books to pump them up, right?
You know, it's all about attitude. You know, life is full of ups and downs and how we deal with them. I myself, my career has been a blessed career. But we have ups and downs, and how do you deal with your challenges? How do you deal with the challenges of everyday life? You got to pick yourself, get punched in the stomach, pick yourself up again, keep yourself positive, do things that work your mind, body, and soul, whether it's diet, eating right, exercise, taking care of your family the right way. But you also need that time for yourself, and you have to find what makes you tick. I'm a family man myself, but also I need Alan time. And that Alan time, you kind of get to figure out, you know, what you do and what makes you tick. Whether it's getting up an hour early and, you know, going to the gym before you start the day, or maybe getting home late after everyone goes to bed and just kind of chilling out and relaxing in your bedroom, doing some yoga, listening to some video, watching some videos or music. There's a lot of things we can do to keep ourselves positive. You got to find out yourself and how to do that.
Well, that sounds good. Yoga sounds good right about now. Great advice.
Yeah.
So how about... Go ahead.
Not after two cups of coffee. It's not after.
I understand that. I'm like you. I'm a coffee drinker, too.
Yeah.
So what about if, as we're saying, you're out of work, you're looking for a job. What are the industries, the top industries who are hiring?
The Baccarat Group's been in business for 40 years. We're a New York-based nationwide staffing firm, and we've seen an uptick in the market. And probably about, we have 12 different verticals here: technology, digital, engineering, real estate, finance, and accounting is real good. Again, healthcare is a tremendous business. Office services, and they all kind of tying together. You know, so right now we're seeing an uptick the last 5 or 6 years. Yes, I am in the staffing industry for 3 decades plus. It makes me feel old, but I feel I'm surrounded by young people, so I feel like I'm 20 years old. But I think that the divisions or the verticals that I mentioned are hot businesses right now. You know, technology, digital engineering. I mean, it's all. You see what's going on in Manhattan? There's building all over, and technology drives everything.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, what if you, this happened to me, but I found a way to break out of it. What if you're kind of pigeonholed into a specific position? What do you do to change your career or spark your career? What can you do?
Well, first of all, while you're working in any organization, you know, you know, everyone gets pigeonholed doing what they're doing. You have to continue to learn. Continue to learn.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people, you know, again, like you said earlier, you know, we have to support our families, come home, make sure the bills are paid. But again, you have to find time, because that day is going to come, whether you're going to get downsized or something's going to happen. But if you learn as you go, you'll never have a problem. And it's very easy to do that today. You know, years ago, you had to go to a classroom to do it. Today, you can go in front of your computer. You can do online training and sit there. And you can learn a lot. You know, you can do a lot of online courses. Keep the mind fresh. Positive stuff. Feed the mind positive stuff. And the results will be positive.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you 100%. Alan, thank you so much. One last question. Let's say, I get it when you're younger and you're looking for a younger job. What if you're somebody in your 40s or 50s? There's still hope, right? There's people that hire people in older age groups.
I'm 62.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. You ever see the movie The Intern? Robert
yes.
De Niro?
Yeah.
Great movie, right?
Yeah.
You know, so they're all good careers. You know, there's still good careers, and the market's picking up, thank God, and there are good jobs out there, both on the full-time side, on the temporary side, maybe somebody a little bit older that doesn't want to retire yet, wants to work part-time. There's some good temp jobs depending on their skill set, and the seniors bring great value to a company. They bring old-school values. They bring a way of doing things that maybe a lot of people can learn from.
Yeah, there you go. Alan Ageman, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
No problem. Have a great day.
Right, I thought that was great advice. What an upbeat guy. And as he said, he's been blessed and he's been in the same career. But I think he really, I know there's some of you listening out there that are in that same spot. And listen, I've been there. Careers are very, very strange. And especially in big corporations, things can change, or maybe something changes with you. And there are a couple of books. There's a couple of books actually that he recommends. And I thought that was great that he said his advice that he gave about the yoga, etc. But there's a book by Dan Harris. It's called 10% Happier. That sounds reasonable, right? right? If you could just be 10% happier. There's another one by Gil Hassan. It's called How to Deal with Difficult People, because that's a lot of times what we see that happens in workplaces. It's about the difficult people, and so you have such a hard time maneuvering around it. It makes everything miserable, and everybody's talking miserable, and you don't want to be there, and, ugh, you used to like the job. And all that kind of nonsense that comes into play. And then David Stoop has a book called You Are What You Think. And boy, do I totally subscribe to that. You are what you think. If every day you're beating yourself up, I mean, everybody can have a bad day, everybody can make a mistake, whatever. But if you constantly relive it, if you constantly blame yourself, that's just going to marinate. I call it marinating. That's going to marinate in your mind, and that's just going to become that much more magnified, so you certainly don't want that. And a couple of other things I would say, and Alan would agree with me, you know, for sure on this, is you can stand out by practicing your interviews. Do some mock interviews. Make sure you have the right look for the job that you're going for. I have a friend that used to say, dress for the job you want, and whether we like it or not. I mean, it doesn't really even matter what field you're in. It doesn't even matter if you're a truck driver. It just depends on where you are and what you do. You want to make sure that you do that. Also, the other thing is, make sure, and I agree with this, make sure you send a handwritten note. Sometimes when I'm speaking and I talk about this, one of the things you absolutely can do is write a note, because people like to get things in the mail. Why? Because, you know what? For one, they like to get things in the mail, but two, they don't get that many things in the mail. So you have an advantage there, where it used to be probably that's what everybody did, because there wasn't all the emails. It just wasn't common procedure, even when we first had the internet. So writing the handwritten note can really, really matter. That's something you can do if you go for a job interview, or you are looking for something and somebody's giving you some great advice, and they're just helping you. They're telling you where to research or what they heard. Doing that, making that extra step, wow, that can make such a big difference. I would say one thing, because I know for myself, when I'm in a hurry, make sure you proofread it. Make sure you proofread it, because it'd be so easy to have a silly spelling error just because you're rushing or trying to get it in the mail, you know, before whatever time, and then that's when that kind of stuff happens. But I thought it was great what he said, and I think it's good to also keep your resume up to date. And when you are looking at a specific position, and he mentioned some of the hot areas, what is it you can do to acquire some kind of extra skill? And Alan talks about this too. Any kind of extra training, certifications, something that you could easily do too. It doesn't have to be something ridiculous, but something that could help you to raise your profile a bit in that area, or just give you that extra skill, period, so that you can put it on the resume and gives you a better chance at possibly getting the job. And you just have to constantly update that resume. I know we have many people that listen to America Tonight. Izzy is one of them, who's had several careers. I thought it was so fascinating as we got to know her that she would talk about, well, I used to be here, and I lived here, and I did this. And it was so interesting because she reinvented herself a couple of different times, and that's what it sometimes happens. And also because you want to do it, either necessity or you want to do it. So that's why that resume part becomes so important. Wow. Great advice from Alan Ageman. Stay with us, and we have much more coming your way on the flip side.
Thank you. If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.